You should get some sleep, she whispered against his chest. The words sent a shiver up his spine, one he did his best to control so she didn't notice.
I will, if you will.
How can I sleep when I know they're coming for me?
Ditto.
He gripped her hip, pulling her tighter into his embrace.
But you need to rest.
I will if you will. His snorted laugh brought forth a giggle from his mate, a sound he instantly fell in love with and wanted to hear more often.
Using my words against me, huh?
He pulled back, resting his cheek against her forehead and inhaling her sweet scent.
How about I put you to bed and promise to get a little shut-eye myself once I'm sure the guys are good outside?
How about you check on the guys and then put me to bed, so you can join me there? It took Thaus far longer than it should have to filter through the letters and syllables to find meaning among the phonetics. And when he did, when her words finally made sense to him, he locked his body in place.
There's only one bed.
Ariel ran her nails across the width of his shoulders in a move that made his cock swell in an almost painful way. I know. I slept in it already, remember?
Think, idiot. Think with your brain. We'd have to share it.
I figured that out as well. Her hands slid across his hips and up his back, pulling him slightly closer with each pass. I'm enjoying the first hug I've felt in years. I'm not ready to end it just yet. The heaven of her embrace, the hell of her request. Once again, his mate threw him into a pit of indecision, one that lasted far too long. Ariel sighed. You don't have to. At the sadness in her voice, the shyness, he growled.
Fuck, baby. I want nothing more than to wrap you in my arms and hold you all night long. But this is still so new.
I know, she whispered, sounding surer than he would have expected. But I feel it. The connection between us, I want to feed it. Thaus sighed, eyes closing as he kissed her forehead again. This decision, this contemplation, was as brutal as any he'd ever had to make. Of course he wanted to share a bed with her, to wrap her in his arms and keep her safe as she rested. That was an innate wolf instinct, to care for their mates. But as much as she may have thought she was ready, Thaus worried she wasn't. What if he crawled into bed and she panicked, or worse, she completely retreated behind the walls she'd built around herself? He refused to push her, to make her fear him, to do something that would unravel the fragile bond between them. But how could he refuse her without making it seem as if he was overriding her decision?
I'll make you a deal, he said
as he pulled himself out of her embrace.
You get ready for bed, and I'll check in with my pack. When I come back, if you still want me with you, I'll agree to share the bed.
But his words didn't seem to entice her at all. Instead, they quite obviously angered her. She crossed her arms over her chest and cocked her head in a way that screamed trouble. Gee, way to be enthusiastic.
Hang on.
Thaus ran his fingers over the back of her hand before encircling it in his own larger one, always aware of how easily his woman spooked.
Baby, there is nothing, and I mean nothing. I want more than you in my arms. But I'm not going to push you or do anything that might ruin what we're building here. You say you want me in your bed. I'm in, once I give you time to retract that request.
He tugged her closer, looping one arm around her hips in a slow and precise move he prayed wouldn't be a trigger.
You are my priority. Always. I don't want you to feel pressured in any way.
Ariel sighed, sagging into his hold. Okay, I get it.
Do you?
Totally. She pulled back and smiled up at him. Go check in. I'll be waiting in the bedroom for you. He leaned in for a quick kiss, their first one, before practically breaking his soul in two to back away from her.
Give me 10 minutes.
His mate sent him a smile he saw right through. Okay.
I promise, he said as he opened the door. 10 minutes, tops.
I'll be counting.
Me too,
he thought, as he stepped out into the night.